You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Members of the legislature are considering their own security, Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme Olson.
The federal government approved nearly $30 million in FEMA funding. The Trump administration announced last week that they would approve a partial emergency declaration by Governor Evers. Everyday people with flood damage in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties will get the money. But that kind of help is still under review for people in Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties. All six counties will get money to their local governments to fix infrastructure, according to the governor's office. It's estimated that last month's storms did more than $76 million in damage to structures and public infrastructure. 1,500 homes were damaged or destroyed by flooding last month. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature introduced bills to increase general aid to states' school districts. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Madison Senator Kelda Royce says providing more aid to districts without increasing local property taxes is a test for Republicans to find out whether they are serious or not about holding the line on property taxes. The bills will have challenges in the Republican-controlled legislature. Republicans also introduced education-focused bills looking at school district consolidation and implementing a teacher's bill of rights.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grant program through today, September 15th. The program aims to bolster the state's agriculture and food industries by helping local farms and businesses improve efficiency in processing, marketing, and distributing locally grown food products. According to a press release from the DATCP, the agency will distribute a total of up to $200,000 in grant funding this year. Missing 6-year-old Ruby Lehman was found on Saturday. According to a press release from the Portage County Sheriff's Office, Jordan Coyle's white Ford was found shortly before 2 p.m. on Saturday, September 13th. The vehicle was found in the Almond School Forest. Assistant Chief Noel from the Plover Police Department saw flattened grass tracks leading into the area during a grid search. After a ground search, Ruby and the suspect, Jordan Coyle, were located a little before 5 p.m. Coyle was taken into custody without incident. Ruby was assessed at the scene and transported to the hospital. She appeared to have no physical injuries. Sheriff Mike Lucas said at a press conference that Ruby was a little scared when law enforcement arrived on the scene, but appeared to be in good spirits. Coyle was taken to the hospital for medical clearance. Approximately 50 local, state, and federal officers assisted in the search that began last Thursday. The investigation is still underway. Wisconsin Rapids Police are asking for help after a house fire on September 12th. It happened in the early hours of Friday morning. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department responded around 1:50 a.m. to the house in the 1500 block of 17th Avenue South. The people in the home safely exited and the fire department quickly put out the fire. No injuries were reported. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department is asking residents in the area who may have surveillance footage from around the time of the incident or anyone with information to contact Detective David Bailey at 715-421-6236. The Wildwood Zoo has three new animals who will act as long-term ambassadors for conservation education. Three young female owdads, also known as Barbary sheep, are settling in at the zoo. These endangered African natives were introduced to the U.S. in the 20th century. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickle.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Holt, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. You know you were involved in a pretty challenging marriage when just discussing it causes you to break down in tears. Just ask my wife. Huh. Thanks, I'm here all week. Such is the case for Denise Richards, who was married to Charlie Sheen. In the new documentary, AKA Charlie Sheen, Richards pulls no punches when she is on camera discussing her tumultuous time with Sheen. She says their marriage went south after the success of Two and a Half Men, claiming that the pressure really got to her then-husband. Richards says she would bring up Charlie's substance abuse to members of his team and specifically his sponsor, but to protect him, his posse would blame her hormones or claim she had postpartum depression. Richards says she kept it together for the sake of their daughters, but says if she wasn't a very strong person, she would have gone down a very dark road. Given all the recent information regarding Sheen's new doc and book, I can't imagine a darker road for anyone than being married to Charlie Sheen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.